awakened radio, raising universal consciousness for the highest and greatest good. For more information, visit awakenedpathonline.com and check out our online bookstore at awakenedpathbooks.com. Namaste, and let's begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, spiritualist minister and healing minister. For more information, including show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more, visit my website at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now, on to today's show. Today we have with us Marguerite Rigaud-Yazoe, who is the founding director of Seven Sisters Mystery School. She's a scholar, a practitioner of the ancient Mediterranean mystery traditions. She's an author, a university faculty member, spiritual teacher, and clairvoyant guide who mentors women and men to help them cultivate their spiritual knowledge and bring their sacred calling to fruition. She is the author of The Cult of Divine Birth in Ancient Greece and Virgin Mother Goddesses of Antiquity, pioneering volumes that explore women's shamanic abilities in an evolutionary new light. Marguerite is also a former faculty member with an MA in Myth, Cosmology, and the Sacred at Canterbury Christ Church University in the UK. And she has taught unique leading-edge courses on the sacred feminine and women's spiritual leadership at the California Institute of Integral Studies and Sophia University, among other schools. She holds a doctorate in humanities and a master's in philosophy and religion from the California Institute of Integral Studies and an AB in psychology from Vassar College with high honors. For more information on Marguerite, visit www.sevensistersmysteryschool.com. Again, that's sevensistersmysteryschool.com. Good morning. I think it's morning where you are. And good welcome to our show, Marguerite.
Thank you, Candace. It's wonderful to be here.
And we can't wait to listen to all the knowledge you have to share with us today.
Beautiful.
So many people probably haven't heard of the Seven Sisters Mystery School. It's quite an interesting name.
Yes.
So would you mind telling us about your journey to founding the Seven Sisters Mystery School?
Yes. And maybe I found it too. I mean, yeah, in the sense of it was already existing and then I stumbled upon it. I don't know. These things are great mysteries, right, Candace?
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, I was a university faculty adjunct at various places in the San Francisco Bay Area and also in England. And then in late 2011, I met a coach who was helping people create their sacred businesses, and everything just came together. And by the next year, 2012, I was putting together, and in the shower, I got the name Seven Sisters Mystery School, and I knew that I was going to put together all of the academic teaching I had done, plus the clairvoyant skills that I had learned, you know, to give people readings, plus various, you know, my abilities to speak publicly, the books, and I was going to roll it together into this mystery school. And so the name Seven Sisters came because I had been in close association with the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades. Are you familiar with the Pleiades?
Not in depth, but I would love to know more.
Okay. So as I was, you know, in the, gosh, I mean, I came to the California Institute of Integral Studies back in 1999 to get my degrees, and I studied women's spirituality, essentially. And during that time, you know, those years, basically, you know, what are we talking, like 13 years between the time I started CIIS and the time I created my mystery school, I was having experiences listening to various channelers, who I prefer to call them oracles, using the ancient name. And there were some channelers who were channeling material about the Pleiades. And this totally intrigued me. And so what I started finding out is that this is a star location, we might call it, you know, in the way we think of it, distantly, you know, thousands, millions of miles, whatever, light years away. And but they are different collectives of consciousness groups that can access humans, that can speak through people, and they have a lot of information for us because they have a history with us. And there are various ways they have a history, but the one that intrigued me the most, and what I started finding validation for in the ancient Greek material that I was researching as a scholar, is that there are seven Pleiadian women who are considered sisters of the same mother and the same father. And they, in the ancient Greeks, talk about beliefs in the ancient Mediterranean world, that they are the seven founding mothers of humanity. So this is a very different story from the Judeo-Christian biblical account. And what this story is saying is that these female beings somehow were able to come into, you know, the material plane of the earth, and it was through them giving birth to various high-level kings and so forth that most of the human race derived its DNA from those lineages, okay? And then what you come to find out is that across the world, many indigenous peoples have Pleiadian origin stories, lo and behold. So, and then you find the science, which says that we all descend from basically, you know, seven females, you know, and they were all related, okay? And so that's Brian Sykes's theory. So the science, the cultural stories, the ancient Greek material, and these oracle transmissions all go together. And so I was very, very intrigued by that. And so what popped into my head in the shower was, okay, I'm going to call this Seven Sisters Mystery School, because there's a mystery there that I can't even fully fathom. But I know that this is in some ways the guiding light that I want to be heading this school. And so that's what it's been all about. And under, you know, these seven female beings gave birth in largely parthenogenetic fashion or virgin fashion. They were virgin females, and there's a whole long story about how they kind of became somewhat raped by these interdimensional gods and so forth, and part of that is what's in the human race as well, unfortunately. But you know, I was doing a whole bunch of research that led to my dissertation, that led to the books that you described, The Cult of Divine Birth in Ancient Greece, and then Virgin Mother Goddesses of Antiquity, about the phenomenon of divine birth on the planet as a real priestess practice that women have been, are, and will be engaged in to bring high-level beings to the planet. And this was the mechanism by which these Pleiadian sisters operated. So I was very much doing the teaching and the writing about divine birth at the time of the founding of the school. And so that's one of the major subject areas under my umbrella. But there are many others that have developed over the years, and we can talk about that.
That is quite interesting. I mean, I like the way you explained about the Pleiades. I had no idea it was so in-depth,
yeah.
Actually. Amazing. Now, well, you already told us the significance behind the name, but how does your school operate? How does the Seven Sisters Mystery School operate? If a person were wanting to enroll, how is it like a typical college? I mean, how does the enrollment process, what and how is the education administered, all of that?
Right.
How does your school operate?
Right. So like many sacred businesses these days, it's partly in person, partly online. And so what I have at this point is at this basically 7 years worth of material that has been recorded that is available on my website, sevensistersmysteryschool.com, and the seven is spelled out S-E-V-E-N. So what has happened in the past is when I have the classes that I'm doing live online, there's an enrollment process. People find out about it through my email list or through Facebook, and then they register, and then they come on the classes online, and then those are recorded, and then those remain available indefinitely. So I've got at least, I would say, 10 to 12 online classes that are already recorded and available today. If somebody wanted to go on there today, they could go. There's two types of payment plans. One is they can just get the online course alone, and they'll get the thank you page with all the calls, and they can self-pace it. Or they can get the option to have both the online course and a session with me, an hour-long session. So sometimes people like that because they've been wanting to get a reading with me anyway, or they want to integrate something from the class, or you know, the like. So there's all that type of stuff, and that's been the process. Now there's many free recordings that I have, and free videos, and free articles, blog articles, and other types of articles that I've written that are on the website under the free Oracle Transmissions and Other Resources tab, and that people can go into. Some of it you need to sign in for, some of it you don't, but there's such a wealth of material, you know, and also interviews like the one I'm having with you, Candace. And then there have been, you know, many in-person things that I've done. I've done day-long events. I've done evening rituals at different, the solstice time. I have done weekend workshops, standalones, and as part of larger programs that then have an online component. So people have seen me, and I've been in various places in the U.S. with this, Canada, the United Kingdom, Italy, and, you know, beyond and growing. Yeah, so I even have two webinars that are in Italian, two online courses that are in Italian, fully recorded, fully loaded, ready to go. Yeah, I can speak Italian fairly decently, and I had a very wonderful translator who helped me. So I'm responsible for most of the content, with the exception of occasionally there are guest teachers that are featured in some of the videos or audios that you'll see. And I have a freelance staff, an assistant, a webmaster, a designer, a computer expert, and, you know, so I have a team. And yeah, and so that's what's been rolling. And, you know, at some point we can talk about some of the highlights that are there, topic-wise, that people might get curious about, but I'll let you lead.
No, why don't you tell us about some of the topics? That makes sense to talk about it now.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I've got... in terms of these courses that are available, you know, one of the things that has really, you know, come front and center is, of course, the Oracle training that I've been doing. And so it's called the Priestess of the Dove Oracle Training. And I've been doing this for several years. This is to help women become sacred oracles